Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the show today. We're talking today on lasting joy. And before we start, we have a few minutes of prayer. Precious Father, we come to you this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for being in the land of the living, being on top of the ground and not under the ground. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the joy that you have given to each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for just being God all by yourself, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the sunshine today, for the rain, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the overcast sky in different places, dear Heavenly Father. All together, collective, we thank you for being God. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength today, dear Heavenly Father. And as we go forth in the program, dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to come forth right now, dear Heavenly Father. Lift up a standard, dear Heavenly Father. Let everyone know that listen to this broadcast that they can have lasting joy. No matter what situation they find themselves in right now, Lord, that they can have joy, unspeakable joy. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. And I'm going to play another song.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm tired. Options are free. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry.
good morning again, and take me to the King. Well, our show today is on lasting joy, and our tag words you'll probably hear throughout it, this show will be gladness, fear, assured, delight, and others. You know, other words that we'll be using. But today we're talking about when trouble comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. You know, when trouble comes, the first thing everybody go to doing is getting sad, complaining about everything. But you know, that's the time to start rejoicing. Because the enemy already know he got you defeated. He got you down. You know, you just are wallowing in self-pity. But that's the time. Pick up yourself. Say, I lost my job. I still got joy. Somebody going to say, well, why you still have joy? Because I know God is able. He got something better in store for me. I've got to move. I've lost my home or whatever. I still got joy. In the midst of you going through that dumb trouble, you still, yes, I still have joy. And we're going to go to the word this morning. You know, when trouble comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. You'll find that in James 1 and 2. You know, God does not promise you your life will always be happy. You know, in fact, the Bible assures you problems will come your way long as you own this green earth. But God does not promise lasting joy for you, for all believers, because you have the assurance that God of the universe loves you, want to walk with you, promise to comfort you, and care for you, and has guaranteed your eternal future if you trust him. This kind of joy stays with you despite your problem. It helps you get through them without being overwhelmed. And you know, I know you're asking, what is the source of true joy? Well, you know, this morning, I'm glad you asked. I went over to Psalms 40 and 16, and the word of God say, may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness in you. May those who love your salvation repeatedly shout, the Lord is great. You know, over in Psalm 68 and 3, the word of God says, let the godly rejoice. Let them be glad in God's presence. Let them be filled with joy. Over in Psalms 86 and 4, the word of God said, give me happiness, O Lord, for I give myself to you. And in Psalms 146 and 5 say, joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. You know, the Lord himself is the wellspring of true joy. The more you love him, know him, walk with him, and become like him, having the mind of Christ, the greater your joy. We're talking about joy today, that lasting joy. You know, true joy comes from the assurance that what is really valuable is waiting for you in heaven. You can hoard material possessions here on earth and have little waiting for you in heaven. Or you can send your wealth on ahead for eternal enjoyment by obeying and serving God right now. You know, we're talking about lasting joy. It's so much you can find today in joy. You know, as I read the scripture, I started off in Deuteronomy 26, 1 and 2, and I was reading, and it shall be when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, that thou shalt take of the first of all the fruits of the earth and shalt go into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. I'm going to be going throughout scriptures, just giving you about joy. And this one of them, a lot of people in church, when you mention this word, they get funny faces, they clam up, they hide their purses, their pocketbook. But scripture titan, it activates the power of God. Hold on a moment. Right on back. Thank you for holding just a second or so. We're talking about lasting joy today. You know, in scriptures, tithing stirs up faith. It activates the power of God in our life when we do it in gratitude and joy, expecting our needs to be met abundantly. That's lasting joy right there. You ought to get joy. Just for giving, you all have joy. When I thought about that, when I was going through the scripture, you know, when you bring your tithes to the Lord, following the example set by the Israelites, make it a time of rejoicing. Make it a time of realizing the new glorious time Jesus Christ has done for you and what he has done for you. That's lasting joy right there. Thank him for delivering you from a land of darkness and security. And bringing you into his promised land of plenty. Thank him that there is a land of mercy, a land of joy, a land of peace, and a land of prosperity. You see, when you start thinking about that joy, move all those troubles that you have, you can find joy. And you know, as I went on in the scripture, Nehemiah 8 and 10 say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, joy, it's not a warm, happy feeling you're supposed to have now and then when things are going well. It's much more than that. Joy is one of the most powerful spiritual forces in the world. You know, when you look again at Nehemiah 8 and 10, I'll show you why you were to diagram that scripture and remove the praise of the Lord. You'll find what it's truly saying is this: joy is strength. The two are interchangeable. That's what makes joy so critical. You can't live a life of faith without being strong in the Lord. Even when God wants to make you strong, joy is what he used to do the job. Just think about that you might have got up this morning sad, mad with the world. Why? You should have had joy. You woke up this morning. You was enclosed in your right mind. You could put shoes on your feet, clothing on your back, food on your table, a house to live in, a roof over your head, an apartment or a house. Don't you know that was joy right there? When you think about somebody you just saw on the TV, read in your newspaper, lost everything they had, and they go back and say, well, we still got joy because we got our life. That was material things. God will bless us with more. We're talking about lasting joy today. And, you know, as I thought about that, joy is just not a state of mind. It is not a fleeting emotion. Joy is a very real force. And the devil doesn't have anything that can stand up against it. Just as fear has to yield to faith, discouragement has to yield to joy. You know, since joy is a part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, you already have it residing within you. Hallelujah. But you must develop it, confess it, and live by it if you want to enjoy its power. You know, whatever circumstances you are facing today, you can be full of joy. You can be strong in the Lord. You can draw on the supply of the Holy Spirit within you and come out on top. Today, I tell you, rejoice. Don't look sad because something didn't go your way today. Don't let it worry you. Don't let it get you down. We all have a period of time in our life when it just seemed like some days nothing just going to go the way we wanted it to. But just think about what the way God wanted it to. So that's the what we have to think about it. I'm turning over into my Bibles to Psalms 18. And I'm going to read verses 28. And I'm not going to go all the way to 50. You can read them at your leisure. But I'm going to maybe just pick out a few scriptures that you can realize about the joy. Verse 18 and verse 28 says, "For those will lighten my candle, the Lord my God will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God? For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God?" And you can go on and read more of it. But we're talking about the joy today, lasting joy. We're not talking about no superficial joy. You say, "I got joy for 5 minutes." As soon as somebody passes and say something to you, you're angry. Your mouth all swolled up, and you swolled up like you've been pushing iron all week. No, that's not joy. You know, the joy, I'll go back to Nehemiah 8 and 10. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We need to have the fullness of joy, which you'll find in Psalm 16 and verse 11. And I'm going to turn right over to you and tell you, if you don't have your Bible, I'm going to tell you what it says. "Thou will show me the path of life in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasure forevermore. The Lord will judge." Exceedingly great joy. Don't you want to have exceedingly great joy today? You'll find that in Matthew, the 2nd chapter, and the 10th verse. And I'll turn right over to that and read it for you. And the word of God says in Matthew 2 and 10. Let me turn right over. And the word of God said, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy." When they saw that star in the sky that was going to lead them to the baby Jesus, they was excited exceedingly with great joy. And when you go to Galatians 5 and 2, spirit is love, joy. My. You are to receive the word with joy. When you read the word, you should have everlasting joy. Because when you read the word of God, you will be so filled with the joy, what God is telling you in his word. He is assuring you, you can find delight in him. My. And in 1 Peter 1 and 8 says, "Rejoice with joy." You want to receive words with joy. And, you know, I say, my, that joy. You know, we don't want you to forget the joy that God has given you. Philippians 4 and 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice." My. You know there's hope right there. That lets you know. And, I was just thinking, you know, years ago, I decided I was going to walk by the word of God. I told God, as far as I was concerned, his words was final, and I confessed it the rest of my life, no matter what. That was the most important decision I've ever made. Not too long after that, I decided that no matter what happened, whether I felt like it or not, I'm going to walk in love, because the Bible clearly says, faith worketh by love. It won't work any other way. You know, those two decisions to operate by faith in the Word of God and to walk in love are the two most important decisions I ever made in my life. Recently, though, God pointed out to me that there was something I'd been leaving out, the boast of joy. He told me I have no right to walk by faith and love, just leave joy dormant in my spirit. It's too important. As he taught me about it, I soon came to realize that joy is an essential part of a life of victory. Without it, I might have an occasional trumpet now and then, but I wouldn't be able to sustain them. They'll quickly slip away. You see, joy is what gives you the strength. This broadcast that come on every week, Joy and Peace, God gave me that name for the ministry, Joy and Peace. So it's befitting today to talk about lasting joy through this outreach ministry, through this cooperation, community development cooperation. I have lasting joy. I've seen the ups, I've seen the downs, I've seen the in-between, but I still have joy. No matter what go, what come up, I still have joy. Because when I think about how good God has been to me and what he can do for me and do for you all that's listening in, you can't help but have joy. You know, joy gives you the ability to laugh in the devil's face when he starts trying to knock you off of your faith. It gives you a kind of stand power that will make you witness again and again. See, when you got that joy in you, you can be in the grocery store. You can be standing up in the line getting your oil change. You can be at a ballpark. You can be anywhere. But when you got lasting joy, you smiling, you grinning. People saying, well, what you grinning about? What you just bubbling over with? Because I got that inward joy. So to make a commitment to God that you're going to walk, not only in faith and in love, but in joy as well. Make it a point to rejoice in the Lord always. And there won't be anything the devil can do or say to steal your victory from you. Today we're talking about lasting joy. When trouble comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Trouble don't last always. Weeping may be endured for a night, but joy coming in the morning. My. Thank you, callers, for coming on the air. If you would like to come on today and say a little something about joy, just press 1 on your keypad. I would love to hear from you all. That's all on my switchboard right now, because we are talking about lasting joy today. When you woke up this morning, you shouldn't have had no doubt that Jesus was surely going to bring you out, no matter what situation you found yourself in. You know that you had that joy, unspeakable joy, that you was going to rejoice today. If you'd have got a credit card in the mail today, you would have been rejoicing. If somebody called you on the phone and told you you had won $1 million, you're going to be rejoicing. They're going to see that grin on your face. You're going to have a different pep in your step. I mean rejoice and joy in your heart. Your child come home and told you they passed their college exam, you're going to have joy. But when someone call you and tell you, Mary is sick, it look bleak for Billy, don't let your joy run down the drain. You continue on fasting, continue on praying, continue on giving God the glory, because you know where your joy comes from, that everlasting joy. And that's what we have to thrive on today, is joy. And I go right back to Nehemiah 8 and 10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I know I cannot do nothing without the Lord. I have to keep telling myself, rejoice in the Lord always, Sadie. Again, I say rejoice, because that's what you need to do. You need to rejoice. When you meet someone for the first time, meet them with a smile, with joy in your heart. All it may need is you just to smile with somebody, to give them a word of encouragement. It's coming from God, but when you leave from talking with that person, you can feel all on the inside that joy, that, Lord, thank you. I was able to lift somebody up through you today, dear Heavenly Father. I was able to lift down a hung down head this morning with the joy. When I was in the workforce before I retired, people would ask me all the time at my job, how do you come to work just bubbling over with joy? Joy was a very real force in my life. I could have went there crying. I could have went there looking all sad and just like I did, lose just about everybody in the family. But I had to realize, where do my help come from? The joy of the Lord is my strength. And that's how I was going to make it. I needed the strength of the Lord to be able to make it from day to day, moment to moment. I didn't have no time to sit around and look bleak, look sad, talk negative things. I needed to be joyful in the midst of going on. Even what I'm doing right now, getting ready for this community outreach / back to school, I still have joy. Even in the place that the Lord blessed me to have and to get, I have joy. Here I'm looking at a $2 million building, and here God give me something that I don't even have to pay for, just come in and take care of it. Don't you think and know I got joy? Got a building that God have literally put in my hands, in my lap, because I'm praising him. I'm giving him the glory. I'm giving him everything I got. I'm giving him all my gladness, all my delight. He's filling me each and every day. I'm bubbling over right now just talking to you all about joy. I mean, we can't make it without this joy. And you know what? Huh? I'm going to tell you something. How can I be joyful in the midst of difficult situation? I know some of you all are saying that right now. You don't understand, overseer, what I'm going through. You can't see me, what I'm actually feeling right now. No, but this is what 1 Peter 4:12-13 says. Don't be surprised at the furious trials you are going through, as if something strange was happening to you. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world. You'll find that in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, the 12th through the 13th verse. It's in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. Anticipate God's reward. Makes you joyful even in the midst of adversity. No, you may not have gotten that pay raise that you desire. You know that it's supposed to be to you. No, you may not have gotten that promotion. You didn't give it to God. It's in God's hand. You leave out there just skipping the lecture and playing role, just skipping the loop. And somebody said, well, what you so happy for? You didn't get the promotion. You didn't get the pay raise. But I still got joy because I know God got something else better for me. That's the way you look at it. Don't look at the worst scenario. Pick it up and say, God gave me strength to go on. You know, I went over to Romans 5:2. And the word of God say, we confidently, joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Hebrews 10:34 say, you suffer along with those who were thrown into jail. And when all you own was taken from you, you accepted it with joy. You knew there were better things waiting for you that will last for forever. When you think about that, you're going to have a home one day in heaven that moth, rust, and nothing can take it away. And then right here on earth, sure you lost your home. Sure you lost your car. Sure you lost a job. But when you look around, it may be a week, 2 weeks. God start blessing you and showing you favor. Just last week, I had favor on top of favor. I was rejoicing. I left from one place, getting donation, went to another place, got donation, went to another. I mean, it was like a popcorn, boom, 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 that lasting joy. And I say this week, I got to talk about joy. Because God will turn all your midnights into day with joy. My. You know, hoping God's promise of eternal life can make you joyful because you know that what you are presently going through will one day end. So don't hold on to what may have happened today, what may have occurred today. It's not there always. That's just a stepping stone to take you a little bit further, to give you more strength, more courage, more energy. When you just think about that great joy, that lasting joy. You know, and I went over to Acts, the 5th chapter and the 41st verse. And the word of God said, the apostle left the high council, rejoicing that God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for the name of Jesus. You know, when you live in such a way that even your suffering brings honor to Jesus, he has a special place of honor for you that will bring you a deep sense of joy. You know, those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. You know, you can be joyful because you know this world is not all there is. You know something better is coming. So practice letting God's light shine through you so others can see that no matter what's happening in the world around you, you are joyful in the knowledge of a future in heaven. At this time, I'm going to play us a song, and I'll be back with you when the song is through. So enjoy this song at this time. praise God. God will work it out. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And we're talking today about lasting joy. Have you know, I went to Habakkuk 3:18. The word of God says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. You know, God created us with the ability to laugh. So we must need to laugh. The word say a happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing. You'll find that in Proverbs 17:22. Jesus said that his joy would be in us, so that we may experience his delight. He wants to fill our heart with his gladness. Jesus wants us to experience his joy, not just preach about it, or teach about it, or read about it. He wants us to experience his joy. You know, joy greatly depends on how you view life. So if you need help getting your sense of humor back, ask God to show you the lighter side of life today. Don't hesitate to laugh when you suddenly feel joyful. You will quickly find that joy is very contagious. Just like with yawning. You know, it takes one person to yawn in a group. When you look around, you see everybody yawning, and you'll be saying to yourself, I don't feel sleepy. Why am I yawning? That's the same way about joy. People see you bursting up with joy, so they can't help but say, well, I don't know what's that you got, what's going on, but I want some of that or what you have. I want to thank my guests so far that have come on this morning on Blog Talk with Joy and Peace. I want to thank a caller from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I see a caller from Houston, Texas. I want to thank you, another one from Houston, Texas. I want to thank you all for coming on this morning. Y'all have made my day. Y'all have given me that joy, that unspeakable joy. You know, joy make you strong. In 2 Samuel 2:22-31, the word of God say, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all those who trust and take refuge in him. You know, we'll go right back to Nehemiah 8:10. It says, be not grievous and depressed, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold. Being happy and joyful make you strong, and being mad or sad make you weak. But the Lord is a shield and the lifter of your head. Satan isn't after your joy. He's after your strength. The devil wants you too weak to pray. He wants you worn out, burnt out. But the Lord will lift your head and shield you from the devil's plot against you. If you put your trust in him, that joy make you strong. Yes, it will. I'm a living witness, it will. You know, I went over to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And it said, and may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, separating you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God. And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. You know, righteousness is a key to enjoy every single day of your life. Being in right relationship with God is available to us simply through our faith in Jesus Christ. You know, that security gives us peace through every situation, and having peace brings joy. You know, the word said to listen with expectation to what God the Lord will say to you. For he will speak peace to his saints, those who are in right standing with him, and those who do not turn again to self-confident. Before making plans today, listen for God's voice to make sure you follow his peace for your day. You know, I just thank God for the peace, for the joy that he has given me. Through it all, I still have, and thank God, I still claim the joy. You know, Jude 1 and 24 says, now to him who is able to keep you without stumbling or slipping or falling, and to present you, yourself, blameless and faultless before the presence of his glory in triumphant joy and exhilaration with unspeakable ecstatic delight. You know, you have to think about it. Some people, when they get up in the morning, they get up being so miserable. They're wishing they hadn't got up out of bed. You've heard some people say that. But when you think about how good God is, the obedience to God fills our life with so much joy that we don't even know how to talk about it. The Bible called it joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know, experience the joy of being in God's awesome presence. Start your day by praising God for your blessing and worshiping him with a heart ready to serve him. That means every day you get up, all during the day, you should be giving God's reverence, just thanking God for what he's doing, what he's going to do. Just have that joy on the inside of you, that unspeakable joy, that peace that passes all understanding. Enjoy your life just knowing that God is able. You know, he can renew your joy. You know, over in 1 Chronicles 16 and 27, it says, honor and majesty are in his presence. Strength and joy are in his sanctuary. You know, sometimes emotional trauma drains people of their energy, but the words say, be not grieved and despair, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold. The devil wants to steal your joy because he knows that joy is your strength. So anybody going through anything today, and you feel weak, you feel at your wits' end, pick up your word. Start reading. You will get some joy just reading the word. You know, the devil wants you to be weak so that you won't resist the turmoils he set against you. That is why sometimes we need each other, you all. Some days God will send messengers to build you up in faith and renew your joy. And that's what I am today. I am your mailman. I am your messenger, your mail lady of the words today. I'm your messenger, sending you to spread joy today through every person that have touched this line today. Thank you, caller, from calling in from Galveston. So glad to see you. Glad you could come on today. Some days he will send you to someone else who is in a weakened condition because Satan had been pounding on them all week. Be someone's friend today. They may need a friend to stand beside them and encourage them and to lift them up and pray with them. You'd be surprised how many people that you can bring joy to today. And all the time, you don't even have to leave home. You can encourage someone by phone. You can encourage someone by email. You can encourage and give somebody joy by just writing a letter. You'd be surprised how many people are dropping them a card in the mail. And when they get that card, they say, oh, my, you knew just what I was going through. No, God knew, and God let you know to send this. You didn't know why you were sending, but God said, you said yes to God. You say, God, here I am, use me. You was a vessel that could be used by God that day. You had a glad heart. You were praising God. You was giving God everything that you had. So today, we've been talking about lasting joy, giving you all the reason, the right reason, for you to have joy today. in spite of whatever going on in your situation, you can still have joy. Think of it as stepping stone, because you know it's nothing but the enemy trying to keep your joy, your peace from you. Pull your strength down where you can't praise God. Have you bound up. You can't get loose. He starts speaking to your mind. Look, throw away today all those excuses and simply believe. Be transformed today. Abound in God's grace. Be honest with God. Receive his mercy. Bless somebody today. Give something away that you really wanted, that you really like, that you know somebody else needs. See how much joy you would have today. Today, we've been talking about lasting joy. And let me see if I can get another song in. We may can, and if not, we'll see. And we can get another song in quickly. Let's see what we'll play. See if it'll come on.
Do you love the Lord? Do you love everybody? If you love him, stand on your feet and give him a hand clap, everybody. It's a salute to Reverend Clay Evans, Miss Lou Della, and Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. Musical history. Put your hands together.
Thank you.
coming to the show. This is the conclusion of our show today, Lasting Joy. Hope you all have joy today. No matter where you go, what you do, call somebody. Just burst over with that joy. Send them a call. Let them know you're thinking about them. But have that joy, that lasting joy that nobody can take away. Until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Area code 832 in Sugarland, would you give me a call after the broadcast, please? Thank you so much. Bye-bye.